Hello and welcome to Your Exceptional Life in Transit Mode. I'm in Melbourne, bumper to bumper on Queen's Road, St Kilda, the day before the Wellness Breakthrough begins. And I thought, you know what? Stuff this 1 hour and 10 minute drive that I'm embarking on to get from the airport to the great Damien Christos house. I am going to record podcasts in the car. And I must give a shout out to Russell Brunson, who does a great podcast called Marketing in Your Car. Well, this is Exceptional Living in Your Car because it is a great way to spend time. And I have been listening to podcasts on this trip and I thought, no, I'm busting to speak. I feel like my mouth's been closed for half an hour. And if you know me well enough, I find that very difficult. So bugger it, I'm going to talk. And let's talk about immersion on this podcast because I have been immersing myself in online marketing lately. You know, I've realized very quickly in the last 2.5 years that I've been fortunate enough to create a wonderful following through the podcasts that I have and the businesses that I used to run, the businesses that I run now. But it's really important in my phase of my business 2.5 years in to really grow up the business. It's time for the business to grow up. And in business terms, it's that toddler just becoming a young child. And some people might call it even the baby becoming a toddler. But it's at the point now where it's time to open up new markets and get my message out there to new people. So I've been immersing myself in online marketing and it just reminds me the level of immersion that I've been doing. I've paid a mentor $4,000 for some mentoring and I will give them a shout out. A wonderful coach called Chris in the ClickFunnels community who is, the ClickFunnels community is a Russell Brunson community, this Marketing in Your Car that I've just been mentioning. But the reason why I say it is because putting the money and the time on the line means that you force immersion on yourself. Sorry, I'm just dealing with Siri who's barking instructions at me. You may have heard that. So it's just been such a really good reminder just in terms of how powerful it is to immerse oneself in any given topic. And I think immersion these days is becoming harder than ever because we are almost paralyzed by what I like to call the overwhelm of choice. We have got so many choices on what restaurants to eat, you know, where to go on a holiday, what type of car to buy, what kind of doona cover you want to put on your bed. Like, there's just so much choice. And that stops people from actually getting really, really good at one thing. Because what I tend to notice in humanity these days is we dabble more than we've ever dabbled because we can. You know, there's so much free stuff and free trials and, you know, all these types of just free little things. It is just so easy to dabble. And when it comes to learning and transforming yourself, dabbling just doesn't do it. Dabbling's okay when's dabbling okay? Dabbling is okay if you're new at something and you actually want to find out, you know, what works best. So, you know, for example, if our clients come to me and they're like, Marcus, I want to be a blogger and I want to do what you do and make money off the internet and all of these things, I'm like, you know what, like, that's great, but just go and feel the fear of writing a blog, actually spend the time in writing a blog, and then feel the fear of actually hitting publish and see what that's like for you. And because, you know, I subscribe to the fact that fear never goes away. No matter how much you immerse yourself in something, it never goes away. Sure, some things might get easier. But people dabble. And if you do dabble, and you know you're a dabbler, I'm going to invite you on this podcast to choose one thing that you know would be of great benefit to you in your life if you immersed yourself. So it could be something like this. Immersion can also be redefined in some areas of life as consistency. So a great example of dabbling is health, whether it's diets or exercise, whether it's yoga, meditation, whatever it is in health, seeing health practitioners, we dabble. There's not many people that have like 10-year relationships with a health practitioner or eat a certain way for 10 plus years. You know, most people go from, you know, this diet to that diet or this way of eating to that way of eating, this exercise to that exercise. And they refuse subconsciously, maybe consciously, but they refuse to master the art of immersion. And so I'm going to give you an example with health just to really give you the opportunity to see how you go. Make a commitment that begins with a 24-hour commitment, and that is to exercise for 30 minutes. Now, you get to choose what type of exercise that is, whether that's going for a walk for 30 minutes, going for a jog, doing some yoga, whatever it is. But make the commitment to do the same exercise for a month. So I could be going for a jog, going for a walk, I don't care. 5 days a week, you can make it 6 or 7 if you want to, but I like the flexibility of weekends off. But I'm talking about rhythm, and when you immerse yourself in rhythm, holy moly, you realize how much more momentum you have in your life. And you talk about being able to squeeze things in, you just find that you don't have to squeeze them in, you can actually just make them happen. Momentum is a wonderful thing for making more things happen in your life. And if exercise is already nailed, then go and immerse yourself in food. Have a healthy breakfast, you know, 5, 6, or 7 days a week, and feel the feeling of immersing yourself in a wonderful way of starting the day nutritionally, and see what impact that has in your life. Don't just dabble in it for 1 or 2 days. Actually immerse yourself in it. And then once you've been able to do this for 5 to 7 days, and then 28 days, and then 2 months, and the rest of it, I tell you what, once you begin to live, eat, and breathe something, you realize very quickly that, and I'm happy to argue over this, you realize very quickly that that's really the only way that you begin to master an area of your life. When I talk about immersion, it's not necessarily doing it 24/7. Immersion can be also, as I've just kind of mentioned with these examples, as regularity. So you might say you're going to immerse yourself in reading. I mean, for me, reading is a great way to end the day. A lot of people these days are looking at ways to, you know, fall asleep more easily, and they might be doing some mindfulness or some meditation. My view is reading is a wonderful down ramp, and if you're on a screen all day, reading a real book, you know, paperback book, is a wonderful way to have no screen time, no phone time. And what I've noticed as well, just with my own experience, is that doing it when you're reading really good fiction, I can't believe I'm saying this because I'm such a non-fiction kind of guy, but reading really good fiction is a wonderful way to get tired. Immersing yourself in that habit, again, is a really powerful step in knowing thyself. When I say knowing thyself, you'll get to really know how you roll at night. You'll get to know what time is best for you to go to bed, what time is best for you to wake up. And you'll also get to find out, you know, where you are on an energy level, like, you know, the way that you fluctuate energy-wise throughout the day. If you begin to take notice of your sleep habits, and using the other examples, your movement habits, and when do you learn best, and the rest. And so I say this because, and I know I might be jumping around here, there, and everywhere, but that's what happens when you're driving in the city with cars everywhere. But once you begin to really immerse yourself in some of these success habits, whether it's eating well, moving well, learning well, resting well, once you begin to create that momentum, you really do begin to feel like you are living your exceptional life. And I don't say that, you know, from a high horse. You know me, I've used myself as a test tube baby, or a crash test dummy, or a whatever you like to call it, with personal growth over the years. I'm not going to say I've hacked my way through personal growth. I'm not much of a hacker, if you know what I mean, but I've just done the work in personal growth to see what works and what doesn't work. I've made the mistakes, had some victories and the rest of it, and personally I know what works for me. What works for me doesn't necessarily work for you. I know that it's best for me if I exercise first thing in the morning. Not everyone is that way. I know it's best for me if I'm in bed between 10 and 11. Not everyone works that way. I know it's best for me if I eat more food in the first half of the day and less food in the second half of the day. But again, not everyone works that way. So it's really, really important to know thyself. But the only way that you really get to know thyself is to do the work. So I encourage you, immerse yourself. Let me know what you're immersing yourself in. I would really love to know what this episode has kind of triggered you on to go, you know what, enough's enough. I'm going to immerse myself in movement. I'm going to immerse myself in a healthy breakfast or healthy morning tea. Or I'm going to immerse myself in giving my my significant other their love language. If it's physical touch, I'm going to give them a kiss and a hug when they get home. If it's quality time, I'm going to get off the phone, get off the emails, and just sit down with a cup of tea and turn off any TV and just lock eyes and have a good chat. Whatever it is for you, please immerse yourself in one success habit in an area of life and reap the benefits. I really want that for you. Hope you've enjoyed the first episode of Your Exceptional Life in Transit. I'm going to do more of this. You might do it. You might hear me whilst I'm walking, driving, moving, whatever it is. But I just want to connect with you whenever I have that burst of inspiration to do so. Thanks again for your company. And until next time, as always, continue to live your exceptional life.